there, Lovey Lou. What if you could raise your level of consciousness significantly instead of the seemingly measly 5 points on the map of consciousness on average over a lifetime? That's according to Dr. David R. Honkin's consciousness research, that on average, most of us raise our level of consciousness only 5 points on the map over a lifetime. What if you could wake up to the lower consciousness running within you on any topic and let go of it sooner rather than later with ease? That could be any topic like relationship stuff, money stuff, career stuff, health, whatever it may be. It could be all of them, a couple of them. And when you raise your level of consciousness on anything, it has a ripple effect on everything in your life. So, what if you could raise your level of consciousness or align with greater truths and authentic power from 160 to 270 points on the map of consciousness or spiritual progress? Talk about a quantum leap, my friend. That's huge and logarithmic, because the map of consciousness and the map of spiritual progress are both log 10 scales, meaning going up 5 points is 10 to the 5th power versus 10 to the 160th power to 270th power. That's quantum and vast in nature. And let me tell you, my friend, if you are already of higher consciousness overall, you can and will have a significant effect on the world and those around you. That's today's main topic, called Take a Quantum Leap in Consciousness from Average to Extraordinary. But before I get into today's topic, my name is Liz Gracia. I'm your happy host here at Your Weekly Dose of Higher Consciousness, the place to discover where authentic power and truth reside in consciousness. I'm also founder and editor-in-chief of the MindBodySpiritNetwork.com, which brings you this podcast. I'm on a mission to help you raise your level of consciousness on a wide variety of topics related to mind, body, spirit, health, personal or professional development, and spiritual growth. Today is no exception. So let's get started. So last week, I mentioned that I'm going to start sharing interesting calibrations as they come through my newsletter from ConsciousnessCalibrations.com. And this one in particular is so compelling, I'm making it a main topic this week and pushing off a book review for a couple of weeks. I have some main topics we need to cover just to kind of shore up your foundation and understanding of what's going on around here. And I got to tell you, there's so many interesting calibrations that come through. Many of them are going to start as a quickie share, you know, just share the calibration, not go too deep into it. But then others will likely turn, some of them will likely turn into main topics like this one somewhere down the line. So here's this week's exciting calibration from one of the community members at ConsciousnessCalibrations.com, meaning if you are a paid subscriber, you can request a calibration. So this is a request from one of the members. It says, I use the Consciousness Calibrations database daily and have been since I subscribed in August of 2022. I am also a student of Brian's, and Brian Gibb is the founder of ConsciousnessCalibrations.com. He's a student of Brian's on the forum, and he studies each satsang post, which I'm going to tell you what satsang is at the end of the podcast. And I read his post as well, because Brian really understands the energy of things and what the pool of energy is that's going on in calibrations, like just to help it make it more understandable to all of us. Okay, so this community member says, I am wondering how making this a regular practice helps our growth up the scale of consciousness. Thank you and blessings. So that's from the member. So he requested a calibration for the actual level of consciousness increase of using the Consciousness Calibrations Database regularly, which I don't do it every day, well, unless I'm looking for topics. I definitely do it minimum twice a week, I'd say. I visit the database because I like to, you know, I'm curating content for the podcast and blog posts and the Mind, Body, Spirit Network website. So now, I did do an episode on the community before, and there's one called Living by the Calibrations, which I'll share in the podcast notes. And I'm going to reshare the Consciousness Community Calibrations in just a second. Now, before I reveal the calibrations of the significant shift in consciousness of using the Consciousness Calibrations Database on a regular basis, let me state again, I am not paid to recommend ConsciousnessCalibrations.com. You can subscribe for free and have access to about 75% of all calibrations. And a paid subscription not only supports what Brian's doing, which I am so thankful and appreciate that he's doing this, and carrying on with calibrations because Dr. Hawkins passed about in 2012. I am happy to pay, and I pay even more than the requirement because, you know, the more I can pay, the more I will, because it's so worthwhile what he's doing for all of us. Now, a paid subscription gives you access to... A paid subscription gives you full access to other benefits, like the ability to request a calibration, like this community member did, which is huge. I mean, you can't request super personal things. They have to be more general interest for sure. Now, I don't know that I've ever mentioned the community aspect of the database. And if you become a member of the community, it's like a social media platform like Facebook, where you can comment, interact with others in the community and stuff like that. And what's super interesting, and I understand why, and Brian Gibbs is the founder of ConsciousnessCalibrations.com, and I call him the Chief Calibrations Officer, decided to take his community off of Facebook and set it up to stand on its own consciousness and not be corrupted by the lower nature or energies of Facebook, which is not, you know, you don't have to be fearful of Facebook. And I'm going to provide a link to that calibration because Brian describes the energy of Facebook pretty objectively and interestingly, so you know what you're dealing with there. And, okay, so when you subscribe to his website, there's a community aspect to it where you can make comments and interact with others. All right, so let's get to, I want to share some calibrations related to raising your level of consciousness, first of all, and then I'm going to share the calibration of what we're sharing today. So, according to Dr. Hawkins' consciousness research, reading his book, Power versus Force, raises the reader's level of consciousness by 35 points on the map of consciousness. This in and of itself is huge, understanding that most of us don't go beyond 5 points on average. So just reading the book alone is a power play in consciousness. Now, many people could be skeptics and say, oh, Dr. Hawkins is self-serving. He's just trying to sell books. Hell no, that's not true. When you understand his level of consciousness, he's a mystical, high, super high consciousness. He's here to help alleviate or end the human suffering. That's his mission in life. He came here as an aspect of higher consciousness to help all of us. He is egoless. He is not of the lower mind whatsoever, and he came into this world as much significant higher mind genius level abilities. I'm not some type of, you know, lovesick to a guru type. I just have experienced super high level of consciousness. I know where he's coming from to a certain degree, and he helped me in a big way to shore up my own foundation, to get back into balance and understanding of life in general. So there's his book, 35 Points, just reading the book, Power versus Force, which I gotta tell you, is not an easy read, because it's, scientific language. He's highly articulate, scholarly scientist type of guy, and an enlightened being, right? He's a mystic and beyond. And then I did a test with my friend Linda Armstrong when we did those emotion code and body code sessions. We spoke about clearing the heart wall, because I thought, geez, if all of us would just clear our heart wall, what would be the effect in raising your level of consciousness? And if you go back to listen to that episode about the heart wall, you'd be like, oh, like I thought it was like a hell yes. When I read about it, I'm like, oh my God, I got to clear my heart wall for sure. I have a lifetime of stuff that's blocking this powerful energy center of your heart. So according to our calibrations, we came up to it can raise your level of consciousness by 50 points. And when you understand what's going on there, it's bringing things into your awareness that you're holding on to you didn't know about. They're hidden determinants in your behavior. And you clear them, it's like, whoa, it's huge. It really is. So let's get to today's calibration of using just the database, the consciousnesscalibrations.com database. Reading calibrations on a regular basis raises your level of consciousness on average 185 points. Okay, that's huge. The range is 135 to 245. This is really the most significant thing I've come across to raise your level of consciousness. Without going through like the letting go, mechanism of letting go. I mean, that's helpful, but I'm saying maybe you don't have to do that. Maybe if you just do this on a regular basis, it's going to dissipate the lower levels of consciousness and unravel the negative energies going on within you. Just by intending to want to know and understand the truth of things in consciousness is a superpower for sure. The thing you do have to let go of is thinking that you know it all, which is of lower consciousness, and having to be right and prove others wrong. That's all of lower consciousness. So this is it. I'm talking, you're in a different energy field here. You're not in Kansas anymore, right? Most of the world isn't, which is not to disparage Kansas. Kansas is likely of higher consciousness, but you get what I'm trying to say here. You're in a different world when you choose to align with the truth. And the truth is vast, between 200 and 1,000. There's all different levels of truth that you'll come into as you evolve into it. Okay, so another interesting calibration is if you use the database, like by reading calibrations, and you participate in the Consciousness Calibrations community, you will on average raise your level of consciousness by 200 points on average, or 160 to 270. That's the range I mentioned at the beginning. From 135 to 270 and it's a lot easier to digest than Dr. Hawkins' book, Power versus Force. So I do recommend The Map of Consciousness Explained, which is a lower level of consciousness, but still super high, just easier to understand, to to have that by your bedside, you're telling life and the universe, essentially, that I care about aligning with truth within my own energy field and having a better life. That's what you're saying without speaking it out loud. You're energetically aligning with something that is not, you're not in Kansas anymore. You're willing to let go of hell on earth, essentially, and become a part of heaven on earth. Okay, so this is not brainwashing either. Brainwashing is what happens in lower consciousness and cults. And here's my interesting calibration of the day, because I did promise to share a quickie. David Koresh, he was an American cult leader who played a central role in the Waco siege of 1993 as head of the Branch Davidians, a religious sect and offshoot of the Seventh-day Adventists. Koresh claimed to be its final prophet. Well, he calibrated at, this is incredibly low, 18. Holy crow, that's your interesting calibration of the day. I don't think, if you listen to Dr. Hawkins, he is a quantum leap above David Koresh and the wacko Branch Davidians. This is wacko energy at 18 and evil, super dark. Okay. This is not to instill fear in you. It's just letting you know you're in a different ball game here at your weekly dose of higher consciousness. You're in a totally different ball game when you're reading, participating in consciousnesscalibrations.com and anything that Dr. Hawkins has to say. You are shoring up your foundation for a life you would consciously intend, as opposed to attract unconsciously. And what's going on is these powerful energy attractor fields of energy, like, let's just remind you that these energy fields are impersonal. There's nothing personal about it. There's no judgment. There's no anything. It's just measurements of energy. So the energy fields of this podcast and the Consciousness Calibrations community, Dr. Hawkins stuff, dissipates and offsets the negativity, lower consciousness, and lower mind running within you without forcing anything on you. There's no force here. The energy of force is not present. It's the energy of power, which is huge, right? No force. And it was interesting. I shared Bach flower essences last week, and it just got me thinking again. Anything above 200 is power. Bach flower essences was 210. It doesn't matter what the calibration is. There's nothing forceful about it. And in Bach flower, you know, when you're trying to get through some negative emotions, you're trying to force your way through it. There's a struggle, there's resistance, there's objection and stuff. But when you take a Bach flower essence, the energy of it is power. So it's easy to move through that, those negative things. It's just helping you move through it in a powerful way. Okay. So here are some interesting calibrations to consider from Dr. Hawkins' book, Power versus Force, about offsetting negativity. And these calibrations likely refer to you and your ability to offset negativity in this world. So here I'm going to Dr. Hawkins' book, Power versus Force, page 303. You can find all the calibrations here. And I think we're working, this type of listener that will listen to this or interested in spiritual growth would likely be of higher consciousness, whether that's 200 to 400, something like that, likely in the 300 range. So let's say you're in the 200 range and then you start doing, you know, reading calibrations or listening to the podcast or going to Dr. Hawkins' books. You're likely coming into the 300s, maybe the 400s. So, one person that calibrates at 300 on the map, just 300, counterbalances 90,000 people below 200. That's huge. 300. And then one individual at 400 counterbalances 400,000 individuals below 200. So what I'm saying here, let's say you're at 300, which is significant in our world. Let me tell you, it's kind of rare that there's many people above 300, let me tell you. If you're at 300 and you regularly, you boost your energy or your consciousness 270 points by participating in the community, reading calibrations, listening to this podcast, from 300 to, you're in the land of sainthood at 570. I mean, that's a quantum leap in consciousness, especially again when you understand it's logarithmic in nature. You're going from 10 to the 300th power to 10 to the 570th power. Those are huge leaps. Many people will probably come below 200 and get themselves up above 200, like close to 300. That's huge too. So any step you take, and this is where it, you know, Mahatma Gandhi says, be the change you want to be in this world, see in this world. By you taking these steps, you don't have to engage or involve anyone else. You're offsetting tons of negativity all around you without having to do or say anything. You're just becoming one that emits a higher frequency of consciousness. You're a bigger attractor field of goodness and light when you step into higher consciousness. Now, so I'm going to just read other consciousness calibrate about the consciousness calibrations that I shared in another episode, but I'm here. Let's do it. So there's a link to it, which I'll share in the show notes too. So he did a calibration for community members, so people that are part of the community, and it's the calibration of the level of the member as a spiritual student. So it's putting it into context. It's not saying the student is this overall. It's saying that their participation as a member, as a spiritual student, calibrates at 440. And the level of consciousness of excellence is 460, just so you know. And the level of consciousness of math and science and medicine is 450. So the energies are different. Let's just put it that way. One's not better than the other. They're just different. So community members in general calibrate at 440 as spiritual students. The organizing principles that Brian put together of the community in general is 545, which embodies the level of consciousness of unconditional love and joy. And then this one was interesting. Paid subscribers, which is what I am. I'm not trying to toot my own horn. I'm just saying I am a paid subscriber. And the level of paid subscribers as spiritual students is 460. So I am thankful that I'm aligned with the level of consciousness of excellence. That's what 460 is intending to be excellence at what I say and do and align with, right? So that's just interesting to know what's going on in this community as opposed to Facebook, which is below 200, the energy of it. So, which is why you want to, you know, I personally as well want to keep most of my content on my website because that's where all of it is. It's like that's, I don't need to, you know, get too involved in Facebook, though I do have Facebook and Instagram, all that stuff. I don't participate in the commenting and all that there. So, just a little FYI. All right, so let's get back to those calibrations are interesting. Now, here's something for you to consider, which may sound self-serving, and it is, but it's self-serving with a capital S. And if you are a spiritual aspirant, you understand the capital S is higher mind, higher self, higher consciousness. I'm here to serve higher self, higher mind, higher consciousness. Now, this is just my guess. Listening to this podcast, your weekly dose of higher consciousness regularly will likely raise your level of consciousness in significant ways as well. And I don't know to what extent, but I'm going to have to request a calibration of that from Brian's, because he's done other calibrations for me, and I'm willing to accept whatever they are, because I want to know what they are. I want to make sure that I'm aligning with this whole topic. So my daily prayer is that I speak the highest level of truth that can be heard and help you. I don't need to be right and prove others wrong. I'm willing to let go of that and understand that there are much higher levels of truth to be understood, especially when you understand the map from 200 to 1,000 is vast. There's so many levels of different levels of truth as you evolve into higher consciousness. And though I'm only human, and sometimes I am only human, and sometimes I like to throw an edgy voice of judgment on lower consciousness ways of being. I just do. But let me tell you, I intend for the energy of those things I say to be that of calling a spade a spade. And calling a spade is of higher consciousness, calibrating the range of 290 to 490. And there can be ranges of things, calibrations, because of what the context is of what you're holding in mind. That's a brief description of that. And I'll go into this stuff later, these ranges of things, in another podcast. So a few years ago, I asked Brian to calibrate the level of consciousness of what I've created to make sure I'm walking the walk and talking the talk. I'm not perfect, and I'm doing the best that I can every day, which, you know, I've told you before, accepting that you're doing the best that you can every day, and so is everyone else, calibrates at 500. That's a very high truth right there. So I'm willing to accept that because I just did. All right. So I want to read you those calibrations so that you can feel the truth of them for yourself or not. And I got to tell you, I do come across some calibrations sometimes that seem off to me. And you're going to have to, you know, discern the same for yourself. But if a calibration seems off, what you can do, and this is what I do anyway, but you need to be a paid subscriber for this particular service, is I'll go to the consciousness calibrations and I search on level of consciousness. So as an example, if I want to see everything that calibrates at 350, I do the search on 350, then everything that calibrates at that pops up. And then I can put whatever I might be questioning into context with other things to see if it kind of makes sense energetically. You know, you can start feeling it. And sometimes calibrations contradict other things. So that has to do with what Brian may be holding in mind in context when he's doing the calibration, just so you know. Okay, so here's calibrations that Brian Gibbs, founder of Consciousness Calibrations, did for me a few years ago about, first of all, he did an overall calibration of the content of the mindbodyspiritnetwork.com. The overall calibration was 335, and at the time it served the highest good to continue it. Then he did a calibration of our directory. The overall content of the directory was 320. He did the calibration of this podcast was 335. And then he did a calibration of my YouTube channel, which calibrated at 350. So super interesting that those calibrations, they're they're significant in consciousness. There's not a lot of stuff out there in the 300s, for sure. So this is not to toot my own horn. It's just to say I want to make sure I'm walking the walk and talking the talk. But that was a few years ago. But based on everything that I've done and understand, I feel that I've made significant shifts in consciousness every year since, for sure. So the earlier episodes could sound a little off. I'm not sure. I haven't listened to them all again. There's some I'm likely going to redo, like the foundational basics I'd like to redo because I know I've shifted in consciousness personally to better articulate all of them and put them together in a playlist so that you can dive into those from my different perspective because I remove blocks to seeing things more clearly. Now, the energy of the podcast in general may not have changed because I intend to speak the truth at whatever level can be heard. If you want to listen to higher level truths, I recommend you listen to Dr. Hawkins or read any of his books. He has lectures you can buy on his website. And by the way, Dr. Hawkins passed in 2012, so his wife carries on with, you know, selling the lectures and stuff and making mini snippets on their YouTube channel of the lectures. So his mini snippets are enough to really align you with higher truths, really high truths. I mean, Dr. Hawkins speaks at 600 and above, likely all of the time, if you were to calibrate all of his videos. And you can go to his YouTube channel at Veritas Publishing. That's the at sign, Veritas Publishing. So youtube.com/@Veritas Publishing. He is awesome. He's hysterical. He's brilliant, loving. I mean, everything you could want in a spiritual leader is there. And by the way, Dr. Hawkins calibrated when he left the planet at 1,000 on the map of consciousness. He was participating in offsetting the negativity of the planet. That's how powerful that level of consciousness is, which is the same level as Jesus Christ and the Buddha, just so you know. And Krishna, all avatars throughout history of higher consciousness. Now, I can't promise you I won't fall off the shelf into lower consciousness. It sure can happen, especially in regards to my own perception of myself. That falls off the shelf, you know, often, although not as often as it used to. So you and I and the consciousness of the planet are dynamic and constantly evolving. So don't scrutinize yourself for feeling of lower consciousness. You're just processing out old stuff. That's it. You just don't want to get stuck there and keep rehashing the same stuff over and over again. You want to feel it out. Feel out the experience. Or better yet, start reading consciousness calibrations on a regular basis. It'll dissipate those feelings on their own with power, not force. No forcing. It's just power is going to enter your energy field and help you move through all this garbage. Okay, so I wanted to get back to the definition of what satsang means, because the community, the original request mentioned that he likes to read Brian Gibbs' satsang posts, and I read them as well because Brian really knows how to describe energy fields and consciousness. He is of higher consciousness. What he writes is of significantly high consciousness, typically in the high 500s. Okay, so what does satsang mean? And if you're a yogi, you're familiar with this. Yogis are involved in yoga and meditation and spiritual practices and studies. You already know what satsang is, but let me tell you exactly how it's described. It's a Sanskrit term derived from two roots, sat, meaning true, and sangha, meaning community, company, or association. It can be translated as associating with good people or simply being in the company of truth, and refers to the act of gathering with like-minded, uplifting people, especially those on a spiritual path. Satsang may also refer to a group of people engaged in a spiritual dialogue. Although the term is generally used to highlight the importance of community on spiritual growth, by definition, satsang can additionally be considered as a lone relationship with truth. That could be what I'm doing. I'm not knowingly, I'm not defining it. This is kind of what I'm doing. It's a lone relationship with truth, though engaging in this podcast and sharing with you all is really community now. So satsang is associated with the inner quality of sattva, meaning goodness or purity, which is one of the three gunas, or a gunas is a natural attribute, alongside rajas, which is passion, and tamas, which is inactivity. So yogis and meditation people likely know these terms. So sattva, let me see if I saw where that is. Sattva, which is, again, goodness or purity, manifests as thoughtfulness, wisdom, contemplation, and a peaceful demeanor. A sattvic person makes a natural satsangi, or seeker of truth. And that's what I am. And all of us at, I would imagine, most of us at consciousnesscalibrations.com and that community are seekers of truth. You don't have to become religious or a saint to be a seeker of truth. You can just use the mind. You do the math. I like to say do the math because most of us aren't in the spiritual dimension yet. But we certainly can do the math. So that's it for this week's Interesting Calibrations. My name is Liz Garcia, your happy host of your weekly dose of higher consciousness, the go-to place to discover where authentic power and truth reside in consciousness. Thanks for joining me. Hey there, Lovey Lou. If you are new to your weekly dose of higher consciousness podcast or an avid listener, I have something just for you. I created a landing page with all of my playlists in one place. So for new listeners, I created a playlist called Foundational Basics. This is where you will want to begin to come up to speed on your understanding of the map of consciousness, a proven energy scale for realizing your ultimate potential by Dr. David R. Hawkins, and with where we are now. For avid listeners, I've created playlists for all of my popular topics like 1001 Ways to Be of Higher Consciousness, 1001 Ways to Let Go Of, those great higher consciousness quizzes that helps you test your intuition and develop discernment skills, tools for transformation, high vibe book recommendations, and my general main topics. You can find all of these playlists on the website at themindbodyspiritnetwork.com/podcast, or you can find it in the link below in the show notes. Now back to today's episode.